As we learned, tshuva is what do we want to do? We aren't perfect people. For us to be perfect is to want to become perfect. The question is, when I want to become perfect, does it mean that I cut myself from some of the life, from some of the aspects of life, or try to connect all of them to life? Usually we look at tshuva as someone maybe who sits in his corner, studies all day long, hits his heart for all the sins he did, and says in his diadamot, in his 2 square meters. Rav Kook teaches us, again in chapter 5, that the biggest tshuva is connecting all of the aspects of life, and more than that, cutting ourselves from some of the aspects of life, that itself is a sin. I'll read it in Hebrew, since I think it's a great sentence. וביטול עצם טבעיותם של החיים, כדי שיהיה אדם בלתי חוטא, זהו עצמו החטא היותר גדול. Stopping some of essence of life in order to try and make a person so he won't sin, to prevent us from sinning, from a sin, that itself is one of the biggest sins. And why is it like that? God put us here in the nature, with all the physical nature around us, with culture around us, in order to survive. We aren't angels. We have to eat, we have to work. God put us here to make the world better, to use all the things, all the aspects which the world gives us, and to take them themselves and bring them to a holier place, bring them to a high level. So when we cut ourselves from some of the aspects of life, we say, okay, this part is not holy. That I can't make into a better creation. But God created it. God made it part of our lives, which means we should take it. When you talk about tshuva, we should remember the part of the harmony of tshuva. Part of the harmony of life. Tshuva isn't just repentance. Tshuva is becoming a better person. Tshuva is bringing all the world closer to God. When we say all the world, we mean all of the world.